Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ron and Anian.
It will advance spark, right? Run the timing up until it just starts to hear noise. It's kind of like, you know, when mom would yell out the back window at dinner time and you, is that really mom? Yeah, it better be mom, otherwise I'm getting a spoon when I get home. And not to feed me.
That Chevrolet still tears up clay, lost its shine. Still crank that radio and sing strawberry.
The Car Doctor.
Yeah, I've got rust coming through my rear fender walls. Just was wondering, is it easier just to take it to a body shop and have them try to fix it or just change that whole panel?
Well, I got to tell you, first, you show me a body shop that'll touch rust.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
You know, I love that scene in Star Trek, The Voyage Home. They found Spock, right? He's up on the planet. He's growing, and they're trying to get back to Earth, but Earth is besieged because of that strange device from outer space. And the Enterprise crew, you know, Kirk and McCoy and Scotty and the rest of them that are there, they have to go back in time, and they go back to 1968 to steal, well, not steal, but borrow whales, remember, and bring the whales to the future, to their time, and repopulate the Earth. And I love that scene. I always think of that in the shop when Spock looks befuddled and McCoy says, "What's the matter?" And Spock explains to McCoy that, you know, well, gee, I'm trying to get us back to the future, and I have to calculate the time warp, and you know, the variable now is the weight of the whales and the water, and you know, it's not a constant anymore. And Spock lays out all his problems, and McCoy says, "Well, you're just going to have to guess," and it just makes me giggle every time because sometimes you have to guess when it comes to fixing a car. And you just got to hope it's a good guess, like Spock said. Well, then I shall make it my best guess. We had a 2014 Ford Escape in the shop this week that high mileage, super high mileage, 165,000 miles on it. Well, not high mileage compared to Tom's. Tom Ray, my engineer, his is probably encroaching the 385,000 mile mark, knowing him. You know, I'm telling you, when that thing hits the 400,000 mile mark, it's going to go to the Smithsonian, or Ford's going to want it back because they're going to want to figure out what they did wrong to let one go
far. No. Half a million miles. We agreed on that.
Is that it? Okay. Well, yep. Half a million, then it's time. We're getting rid of it then. Because Ford will want it back, or they'll have to scrounge around and try and find a million-mile badge or a half a million-mile badge marker for the grill.
Well, what they're going to want to do is they're going to want to figure out what they screwed up because it lasted so long.
Right. So it's just staggering. But in any event, I had this 14 Escape with 165,000 plus miles on it that was setting a P0299 fault, which is a loss of boost or overboost in the case of Ford. It can be one or the other. And they were talking about a problem with the way the turbocharger was adding boost to the engine. It was erroneous in its you know, procedure, and it's the way it powered up and so forth. Well, the problem with it was P0299 was intermittent. It happened to the customer, you know, coming up the hill past the church at 65, 70 miles an hour in passing gear. It was hot, not super hot. It's not really crazy warm here in North Jersey this time of year. And, you know, it just went into this where it lost power, and, you know, it barely got out of its own way, and it turned on the check engine light, and it had its issues. So naturally, it ended up on my doorstep. I got it a couple of days later. And, you know, the problem was, yeah, okay, I can scan it for codes, and I've got the fault code, and I can go through some basic functional testing, and I can go through and verify operation, and I can open up the wastegate, and the wastegate moves, and it seems to have no restriction to it. But now I've got a 165,000-mile vehicle that has a little bit of a noisy rear end. The differential's starting to hum a little bit, as they tend to do. So we know that's $5,000. And now I've got to recommend a turbocharger. Well, do I? That's probably the only place you can go, because if you look at the flow of diagnostics and you do your research, there's not many other choices. Unless you come across Technical Bulletin 15-0162, and this is from Ford. And Ford says, if it's a 1.6-liter turbo motor with lack of power and the check engine light's on, and it's got a P0234, 245, 246, and or 299, they want you to follow this procedure, and they describe it in detail, some 2013 through 16 Escapes, Fiestas, Fusions, etc., may exhibit a lack of power concern with malfunction indicator lamp on, diagnostic trouble codes, as I said, stored in powertrain control module, and they want you to go through diagnostics. And when you come to the point where it doesn't exist, like you can't duplicate the problem and everything passes, you get to play Spock. You get to calculate the time curve back from 1968 into the future, because they tell you, put on a wastegate management solenoid, which you can do. It's a couple of $400 or $500 worth of vacuum line and electric solenoid. And, you know, you have to basically access it by taking the right front tire down and accessing it through the wheelhouse, because that's the only place you can get to it. And boy, those hoses are baked on there. Holy cow, does that turbo get hot? Those rubber hoses are just cooked. And you kick it out the door. And the point of this is, yeah, it was a guess, but I call it an 80 percentile guess. I had eliminated all the obvious. I had eliminated as much as I could and didn't just throw a part at it. I at least had something to fall back on. Look, Ford Motor Company generated a bulletin. Again, you know, what are the numbers? Where do bulletins come from? Bulletins don't exist because there's two cars that are broken that have this. There aren't even 2,000 cars that are broken that have this. It's probably more like 200,000 cars or more that have this particular problem. And when you start to see repetitive failure, a bulletin can be a pretty good source. At least it eliminates the obvious. The problem with turbo cars is, in the case of the Ford, in the case of the Escape, you can buy two parts. You can buy a wastegate management solenoid, which is the aforementioned plastic solenoid with the rubber hoses, or you can buy the whole turbo, baby. You know, it's this or everything. And, you know, the wastegate solenoid, it was a couple of hours to get it in there. It wasn't the worst, but the turbocharger, the drive shaft comes out, the front exhaust pipe comes out, the transfer case comes out, the lower cradle's in the way. If you want, you can drop it. If not, leave it there. But you're always working over the top of it. And then you've got to hope that the heated and hardened bolts that hold the turbo to the exhaust manifold and the rest of the vehicle in 165,000 miles haven't been heat treated or tempered to the point where they don't want to come out, or they snap, or they're brittle, or they're blued, or it becomes an issue. You got to take your best guess. It's important. But you've got to do your research. And I'm talking to you, all of my DIYers, and all of my brothers and sisters that are doing this professionally. You guys have all been there. You know what I'm talking about. But for everybody that, you know, once in a while, you got to take a guess. You just got to take a step back. I took a step back. I eliminated the obvious. I said, look, I've looked at everything else. Do I have another choice? Is there another way to do this? The only other way to do this was, well, there was two ways. One, verify the fault, like drive it until it broke again, which wasn't practical. All right. Because the couple of days we had it and drove it, nothing else came up. Or put a turbocharger on it. In other words, change everything. Because, and even then, right, you change everything, you know, it could always be a wiring issue. It could always be that wire that's broken under an insulation somewhere that you may or may not see. And then you'll be chasing that. So sometimes in auto repair, your best guess, as long as it's your cheapest guess, and as long as you've done some research, is really the best guess you can make. And you'll probably find yourself back in the future where you want to be because your time travel calculations are correct. And that's what it was for us because we shipped that car out on Monday this week. And it's been 5 days and I haven't heard. And, you know, according to Austin, it would occur every couple of days when the problem was happening. And by now, I think we would have heard. So we expect that next week we'll get a phone call and we can do the rear brakes and get him back on the road safer than he is now. But, you know, 100%. And that'll be okay. So don't feel bad if you have to guess. Just make sure it's a good one. And make sure your calculations are all right where they should be. 855-560-9900. 855-560-9900. Here, we'll say it like that. That is the phone number to get in here to talk to me, Ron and Annie, and the Car Doctor. Myself and Tom Ray will both be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
He drives that way, but when it comes to fixing cars, Ron has car advice done right. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
Hey, thanks for coming back and spending some time with me. I'm Ron Ananian. Let's get over and talk to Joe from Tennessee. Joe, how can I help you? You're on with the Car Doctor.
Yes, sir. We got a 2004 Toyota Sienna, and my grandmother was driving down the road, and all of a sudden it died on her and wouldn't start back. And the fuel pump's been replaced, and I checked at the fuel rail right up where it goes up through the injectors, and there's a bolt on it. I loosened that up, And when I did, fuel sprayed out of it, just a, you know, a stream of it. So I feel like I'm getting fuel to the injectors. And I took one of the plug wires off and tried just turning it over, and I could see it sparking.
Okay.
So I really don't know where to go from here. I don't know if it's maybe a, I don't know.
Can it? Well, here, let's talk about it. CN is a pretty good vehicle, right? It doesn't have a huge track record of dying on the road. So let me just ask the basic questions. Has it ever been in an accident that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Are you the original owner?
No, sir.
Okay.
So it could have been, but I not, you know, like I said, not that I know.
How long have you owned it, Joe?
Well, it's actually my grandmother's.
Okay.
Van.
How long has she had
it for 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So let's just say no, it hasn't, but just keep that in the back of your mind. When it dies, if it stalls, she turns the key off. If you turn the key back on, does the check engine light up?
Yes, sir.
It does.
That was another thing. When they did the fuel pump, they took the battery cable off. But when we put it back on, of course, I guess that cleared the codes. So we checked it, and it does have one PO340, which that's a camshaft. I can't think of the name of it now. But that was the code that popped up even after the battery's been disconnected.
Okay, so it's got a hard failure, P0340 is what you're saying. You can go in, you can go in, look at codes, and P0340 was there all the time.
Yes, sir, even after the battery's been taken off.
Okay, so...
And when we put the battery back on and tried to turn it over, it still wouldn't start, so we... And then when we put the scanner on it, that's what showed up.
So it's in no start mode right now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you have a mechanic stethoscope, Joe?
I've got a long flathead screwdriver.
That'll work. Have you listened to the injectors? Okay. Do the injectors click?
I haven't tried that. It ain't running yet.
No. But Joe, if somebody's cranking it, all right.
Okay.
You're going to hear the injectors go click, 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 click. If the injectors aren't clicking while cranking, it'll never start.
Okay.
You got another car in the household, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the other car?
My wife, she's got a Camry, and then I got a Ford Ranger.
Okay. Go over to the Camry. 4-cylinder or 6-cylinder Camry?
It's a 4.
All right. Easy.
Four-cylinder.
Injectors are easy to get to. What year? Let me ask that quick. What year, Camry?
17.
Oh, yeah. So take your long screwdriver. Nothing wrong with it. Listen, my dad fixed many a DC-3 during World War II with long screwdrivers. It's a great tool. But take that and go listen to the Camry so you know what kind of a click you're listening for, right? Let's learn how to fix cars on the good car before we go over to the bad car.
Okay.
So you'll hear that click, 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 click on that 17 Camry. Now walk over to,
sir.
grandmom's Sienna. You should hear that click. If you've got click and you're confident you've got fuel pressure, right, and you've got spark,
yes, sir.
That baby's got to start, all right? The only other thing that will keep it won't if it's clicking, you know, and then if it's not clicking, just... Do you have a scan tool? Do you own a scan tool, Joe?
Well, it's just a cheap one from maybe Walmart.
I don't care. Will it display data stream? Do you know?
I honestly couldn't tell you I could tell you what kind it is, and maybe you could tell me if it does. I don't know though.
What kind is it?
It's a Nova 340D.
I think that does display data stream.
3040.
Yeah, go look on there. There's got to be a place where it says codes. It's probably OBD.
There's a button that says DTC. Is that
DTC is anything? DTC is diagnostic trouble codes. And then is there any kind of a scroll down menu that talks about data stream?
Uh, I'd have to hook it up.
All right, so let's go look. What I want you to go look at is if you have no injector click, I just want to make sure that for some reason it's not seeing or it doesn't think you're at wide open throttle. What I'm trying to get to is long way around the barn. If you take a modern day automobile and put your foot to the floor, it won't start. It'll crank continuously because one of the things the engineers have put into most of the modern cars on the road in the last 20 years is we're all creatures of habit. Every time a human being thinks a car is flooded, what's the first thing we do? Oh, the carburetor's backed up. We hold our foot to the floor and try and clear flood the motor. Well, we've had cases where cars, you know, the throttle position sensor or the accelerator position pedal position sensor, something reports we're at wide open throttle, the car goes into clear flood mode and cuts off the injectors. So if it turns out you don't have that click, I want to know that. And I just want to get past that just to be sure we don't have a false wide open throttle setting. That being said, if you have mechanical click at the injectors, you have spark, and you have fuel pressure, the only other conclusion I can come to is you have a mechanical fault of some kind that's preventing that vehicle from running. Just for giggles at that point, unplug the mass airflow sensor. Does the car start? You know, do we have a mass airflow problem causing an erroneous reading? All right.
Okay.
Does this car sit for any length of time, Joe?
Well, it does at times, and it's probably since she's 5.5 hours from here, and she just drove down here.
Right.
And before that, it sit probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months.
Okay. You know,
it ain't been driven that.
I always get concerned on cars that sit with spiders building up webs up and around the mass airflow sensor causing all kinds of problems. But let's go through the basics first. Let's go through one step at a time. Do the things I told you, all right? And then if we have to, let's concern ourselves with do we have proper power to the main relay in the underhood fuse box? But that's a little bit down the road. Do those things. Call me back if you need more, Joe. I'm here to help you. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
the Car Doctor. Remember last week we were talking about the price of gasoline? Boy, I've got a wide-ranging a bunch of emails this week. I think the high is from our buddy Paul Walker up there in Alaska. Paul wrote in and he said, Ron, I was listening to your show up here tonight. And Paul is, full disclosure, Paul's the program director for KSKO. They carry us up there in McGrath, Alaska. He said, we pay $8.43 a gallon. Gas is barged up in the summer for a few months. And if you need it over the winter, it's flown up. So, you know, Alaska's a little bit of a remote. Listen, the Car Doctor covers all areas of the globe. We're everywhere, baby. And that's just what we want. Big or small, we don't care. We just want to fix cars. But $8.43 a gallon, can you imagine? And then I heard there was another one here. Let me see if I can find it. I think this was from Steve in Roanoke. Steve was talking how he was paying $3.53 a gallon. I don't know. I've got it here. But I'll find it later on. I'll let you know exactly. But, you know, $8.50 a gallon, can you imagine? Holy cow. So I'm very happy paying my $4 a gallon in New Jersey. So, but anyway, let's go over to Andy in Maine. Andy, 08 Sienna and a 12 Malibu. Some questions about trans fluid. How can I help you? Ron Ananian at your service, sir.
Yeah, hi, Ron. Great show. I listen to you whenever I can.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Ron, both my cars, I change the oil every 3,000 miles or so. And the last time I go to these $30 oil change places, the last time I went there, they said that my transmission fluid was dirty on my Sienna van.
Okay.
And I got two questions for you. I'm coming from the point of view, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
All right.
In other words, do you still recommend changing fluids, like the fluid in the Toyota? The mileage is like 190,000 miles.
Wow.
If I change the fluid, could I possibly damage something, or what's your take on that?
You could. It's funny, Andy, I have to tell you. That should be WS in 08. 08, 08 might have been one of the first years. It's right around the cusp of when they went from type 4 to WS fluid, which, you know, Toyota's different type of fluids. I've seen problems on certain Toyotas. All right, where, and it seems like it's more the newer ones, 15 and above, model year 15 and above, where they get to a certain point. It's not all of them, but they'll just get to that 70, 80,000 mile mark, and the trans will start to chatter, and they'll have slip issues and just won't behave well. So a lot of the newer WS vehicles will recommend trans fluid changes in the 50 to 60,000 mile range. Transmission fluid is not like engine oil. It's once it's dirty and dark, it's tainted. It just never seems to stay or come clean, no matter how much you change it. But okay. One of the things we're seeing with Toyotas in particular, and we see it on a few other models, is there are additive packages and friction modifiers in the fluids that do wear out. It's like vitamins, all right? The additive package and friction modifier will wear out and cause the trans to malfunction. You got 190,000 miles on this car. I'm sure the fluid is black. I'm sure it's beat up. You know, this is about where do you want to take the gamble, Andy? Do you want to roll the dice now and change the fluid now and see if you get to the 400,000 mile mark? I've come to the conclusion after all my years of fixing cars that some cars are just put together right. They're all right, but some are more right than others, you know. Some of them are just, they just seem to endure longer with the least amount of service. It's why do some human beings rise above and, you know, meet life head on and rise to the challenge while others are stuck trying to, you know, figure out what a golf club is for.
So, Ron, do you think that I should kind of just ignore it, or... what's your take on it?
Do you take long trips with it, Andy?
Oh yeah, I go to New Jersey every once in a while, and Rhode Island. Yeah, I take fairly long trips.
You know, I think you've more than proven that it's a good vehicle. It's got 200,000 miles on the original trans.
Oh, the vehicle is excellent. I mean,
right.
it hasn't given me any trouble, and. I'd buy another one. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, you'd be disappointed if you'd expect it to do this. You know, it's I don't know that the new one will go that far, Andy. They got wise to it, and they've engineered it for prosperity on their side, shall we say. You know, I think
Ron,
go ahead.
When the fellow told me that the fluid was dirty, I have another car, the Malibu, and the Malibu, as far as I can tell, doesn't even have a dipstick.
No, it does not.
For the transmission, unless I'm missing it.
No, it does not.
How would you know? The obvious question is, how would you know if your fluid is low?
You won't until the trans malfunctions.
You're kidding me.
Nope. Listen, let me back up to the beginning of our conversation, all right? So you're using a $30 oil change place.
Right.
Who's your regular mechanic?
A fellow here, Paul, down in Jonesport.
Okay. And he doesn't do your oil changes?
Well, I only take it to Paul when I, like, for instance, what did he do? He changed some grommets and brakes. In other words, I don't get to the big city too often, and you know, it's just convenient for me to pull in there,
right?
And bing, bang, boom, I'm out of there. You know what I mean?
So, are you comfortable driving a 12 and a what's probably almost a 15-year-old vehicle with higher mileage on them that it only goes to the mechanic when it breaks? Wouldn't you feel?
No, I've been comfortable. Let's put it that way.
Right. I mean, I kind of think an oil change is much more than an oil change, especially on an older high mileage vehicle. You know, an oil change is supposed to find the problem before it happens. An oil change, the last thing an oil change does is change oil and filter. The first thing an oil change does is put it in the hands of a qualified mechanic. You know, he or she, they take it for a road test. They drive it around the block, three rights, as we call it. Listen to the creaks and rattles. You know, go through and do the procedure. You know, what you're doing is okay. I get it. But, you know, a lot of things can change over time, especially on an older vehicle. You know, you're defying the odds. I give you credit, Andy, and I don't have an explanation for it. But I'm a guy that I like to be under the hood every couple of months. I like to see things every couple of, you know, 4, 5, 6 months to see what's going on. You know, that Malibu, yeah, there's no way for anybody to check the fluid level. And I can tell you both of those vehicles are expensive transmissions to replace. And that if it were up to me, if we were at the shop, we would have had a long conversation about where do you want to roll the dice, 50, 60,000 miles, change the fluid. It's just good maintenance. You know, it just is.
So in my younger days, I used to do all my work on all my cars.
Right.
And for instance, to change the transmission fluid on, say, a car from the 70s, you'd pull the pan off, you know, and the fluid would drip down, and there was filters involved and everything else. Is that still the same today?
On the Malibu, maybe. I think on the Malibu, not even. I think the Malibu is just going to be a drain and fill, and you've got to follow a specific procedure. On the Toyota, it's going to be a drain and fill. But keep in mind, draining and filling the Toyota at this stage, you're only going to get, at best, 2.5-3 quarts of fluid out of it, and it's probably a 6-quart system because there's going to be fluid in the converter. The ideal way to do both of those is somebody using a machine that they hook up in line to the cooler, to the trans cooler, and do a fluid exchange. I don't want to use the word flush, but do a fluid exchange. The danger in both
of them. Right, so then you're saying take it to a transmission shop, so
right,
to speak, right?
Right. And if they'll even do it at this point because of the mileage. You know, the danger in changing trans fluid on an older high mileage unit is trans fluid does leave a varnish deposit, a varnish ring around the trans as time goes on. You put fresh trans fluid into anything, and trans fluid has a very high scrubbing, high detergency action in the majority of cases. And it will scrub and clean the inside of that trans over time and loosen particulate. But, you know, where do you wanna take the risk? You know, if the trans is gonna fail, let's make it fail. Let's find out, because you're still driving that car a long distance. You're traveling 8 hours to New Jersey. Right?
12.
Okay. Right. So where do you wanna take the loss? You know? At least this way, if the trans starts to fail because of a fluid change, you know, and you'll know within a month or 6 weeks, at least you're close to home and you know where to take it to get it overhauled. right?
True.
Because to put a $5,000 trans in that car is a whole lot cheaper than trying to go out and buy a new one for $60.
That's for sure.
So?
What I'm going to do then is talk to my mechanic and see if he'll do it. And if not, I'll have to wait till I get down to a big city or something.
Right. Right.
And as far as I know, there are no places like we talked about the $30 oil change. There's no place like a $60 transmission oil change around, right?
And you wouldn't want to. And frankly, I'd be a little concerned about the $30 oil change place because, well, that's a conversation for another day, but that's a longer conversation. Cars are getting complicated. And the fluids are getting very precise. Go do those things, Andy. Call me back if you need more. I'm up against the clock. I'm Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
And Annie and the Car Doctor. Let's go right away to Bob in upstate New York, 13 Ford Escape. Bob, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron. So my daughter-in-law, my daughter and my son-in-law are having problems with their 2013 Ford Escape with the 1.6-liter turbo.
Okay.
Where it's consuming coolant.
Okay.
On a regular basis. It recently stranded and when it overheated. So they were smart. They stopped, got it towed and fixed. But it's got 150,000 miles, plus or minus, and you know, here it is, it's 11 years old. Diagnostics that I can do, or is this a simple case of just giving up and saying, put some KCO Ultimate in it and keep driving?
You know, when we say it overheats, Bob, cooling fans come on?
Yeah, it was purely just low fluid triggered. I shouldn't say it overheated. I take that back. It indicated on the dashboard it was out of coolant or
okay.
coolant.
So okay.
They stopped the engine. So
I mean,
it did not reach an overheat where it's likely to have hurt them.
If you pull the engine oil dipstick, and I know you're smart enough to do that, listening to you all these years, you know, you pulled the oil dipstick and there's no signs of coolant in the oil, right? It doesn't look like a milkshake. It's not chocolatey brown. It just looks like oil.
Correct.
Right.
Nope.
So
correct.
It's likely just consuming coolant past the head gasket. You know, expensive repair, $3,000 to $5,000, best guess. So, yeah, but, you know, it's $3,000 to $5,000 on an 11-year-old, 150,000-mile vehicle or, you know, $100 bottle of K-Seal Ultimate, and let's see what happens. You know, because beyond that, okay. Then you've got to, you know, what's the rest of the vehicle like? You know, a couple of things have to happen here.
It's rusting.
Yeah,
it's rusting.
Yeah, it's right. You know, if the body was perfect, you know, if the body was perfect, and you know the and for some reason, which I can't imagine why, K-Seal wouldn't work, right? Or it was a bigger repair, or it's something else unrelated that we're not seeing or hearing right now in our conversation. You know, would you put an engine in it? Engine's $5,000, transmission's $5,000, rear differential's $5,000. We're $15,000 into a car that's rusting, that's 11 years old with 150,000 miles on it.
Right.
You know, that $100 baller.
But there's really nothing else for me to check.
Nah.
Right?
I mean, nah, you're
point,
there.
There's nothing else I could check. They took it to their mechanic. He couldn't find any leaks, obvious leaks, any
right.
leaks that he checked. So that's what I was saying. Is there anything I could do?
No. There's nothing on the ground. It's not wet inside the engine compartment. We're going to make an assumption. Hey, we're going to finish this hour where I started this hour. That, you know, take your best guess. It sounds like your best guess is it's a head gasket. Let's get a bottle of K-Seal Ultimate, pour it in, and see what happens. And if that doesn't do it, then we can start to think about replacing the vehicle. And you'll find more of you and everybody else at kseal.com. Appreciate the call. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Back, Ron Neen, the Car Doctor. Good phone calls this hour. I appreciate everybody calling in, and some good questions and some just great conversation. And it's funny, right, Bob? The last conversation, right? Sometimes you take your best guess, you know, and it becomes a point of practicality. You're going to buy a whole engine. You're going to put a head gasket on it. You're going to go into a 150,000 mile car that's rusting. No, you're going to do a bottle of K-Seal Ultimate, and see what the outcome is. Because sometimes. I'm telling you, it all comes back to Star Trek, The Voyage Home, right? Your best guess is your best choice sometimes, and that's the only way to go about it. I want to talk to you real quick about this 2003 Honda Accord before I go today. You know, sometimes the repairs, well, it's older cars with goofy little problems that maybe there are no solutions, you know, or maybe the solutions are too expensive, just like that escape with the head gasket problem. Well, in this case, this 03 Accord came in, little old lady to the shop this week, and she had clipped the front bumper. She pulled up and caught the front lower valance on one of those parking lot abutments, and then backed up and couldn't get. She was stuck, and then went forward and she was stuck. And then finally somebody picked up the car, she said, and was able to get her off the concrete. But now the whole front of the car is kind of hanging down. It's dragging. It would scoop anything up. If it was snowing out, she would have scooped up all the snow in the road. So she brought it over to us. We looked at it, but it's older, right? It's an older car now. It's 22 years old. We didn't have the clips for the lower bumper in the assortments that we have, and we have a lot of assortments in the shop. went on AutoZonePro.com. The folks over at AutoZone ran us over an assortment for older vehicles, which, yeah, okay. So now I have older vehicle clips in the shop. But the point was AutoZone Pro, again, to the rescue. And we got our little old lady customer back out on the road and the bumper put up back where it was supposed to be, and all for a very cheap price. So thanks again to the folks over at AutoZone, AutoZonePro.com. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor, reminding you till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.